Mothership Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Father, I want to pray in Jesus' mighty name that the word I bring today will penetrate the hearts of those who are listening, Lord. Let your words, not mine, be said today. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. We're studying 1 Peter, the fourth chapter, and we're looking at verse 11 right now. And the amazing thing is, when you look at it, it's talking about spiritual gifts, and over the last couple of days we've been looking at those spiritual gifts. I'm trying to bring you a 9-part series on the gifts. But 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and verse 11 says this: "Do you have a gift of speaking? Then speak it as though God himself was speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do you have all the strength and energy that God supplies? Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever." Beloved, these spiritual gifts that we're discussing now are to help the church, are to help the body of Christ. They are there to aid the body of Christ. In other words, if I were just talking to you right now, and all of a sudden I began to speak in another tongue, that isn't for me. That is to uphold and edify the body of Christ. That is God speaking through me in another tongue. That is the purpose of it, beloved. That is the purpose of it. And when I get to speaking in tongues, I will bring you something quite special, because sometimes it is to help us too. Because sometimes you're in a situation where you haven't got a clue what to pray, and God helps you to do that. The Holy Spirit helps you to pray. Anyway, enough of that. Today, we're looking at the spiritual gifts. And if we read from verse 8 of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, it says this: "To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice." Wisdom, we've done that. "To another, the Spirit gives a message of special knowledge." We did that yesterday on the program. And today, the same Spirit gives great faith. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. Hallelujah. Okay, let's start right at the very beginning here. What is faith? How would you define faith? Well, let me tell you. The writer to the book of Hebrews, he puts it in a brilliant, brilliant way. And he says this. If you turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 1, it says this: "Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see." I want you to underline a couple of words there. If you've got your Bible open and you're looking at Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 1, Underline the word confidence. Underline that word confidence. And then in the next bit, I want you to underline the word assurance, if you have the same sort of scripture as I have. Underline the word confidence and then underline the word assurance. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. In other words, we are so sure. It's not a matter of wondering if maybe it could be. No. Faith is a confidence. Faith is a confidence in that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. We have absolutely assurance in a situation that God has given us faith for. Now, not many people will put their hands up and say, yes, the Lord's given me the spirit of faithfulness. I've got that. I've got the spirit of faith. I've got the gift of faith in my... what's the word I'm looking for? In my backpack, it's there. It's ready to go. It's ready to rock and roll. Sometimes the Lord has done that for me on a specific occasion. He has given me a huge measure of faith. Some years ago, we were in a situation, my wife and I were in a situation where we were praying for this particular girl, this woman. And I remember on the way to a prayer meeting, my wife turned to me and said, is this ever going to be done and finished with? Because it's been going on now for 18 months, 2 years. It's ridiculous. And I said, I don't know. I have no idea. On the way to that prayer meeting, we got to the prayer meeting. We went into the room where we were going to meet with the pastor and we were going to pray. And suddenly, I knew it was over. I knew it was over. And indeed, it was over within 24 hours. The Lord does that, you know. He gives us that special measure of faith now and again. But some people have it permanently, beloved. It is a spiritual gift. You may well be praying earnestly for someone to be healed. And in your heart of hearts, you're thinking, I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure God's going to do something in this situation. That's when you need to exercise your faith. That's when you need to say to the Lord Jesus Christ, Father Heaven, in Jesus' name, please send me a measure of faith by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, bestow a gift of faith on me right now, I pray, because I so, so need it. And if we do that, beloved, the Lord looks at the situation, and I am sure He will do just what He did for me. He gave me that measure of faith exactly when I needed it. And you know why? Because it measured up with His will for my life. And if you are praying for a certain situation and you need faith on that situation, then know that if it measures up, if it matches up to God's will for your life, then the measure of faith will be given to you in abundance. I believe we are in a situation today where all of us need an extra measure of faith now and again. Father, are you going to come through? Lord God Almighty, are you going to make this happen? Or am I just praying for me and nothing? Are my words just a clanging cymbal? Beloved, if you feel that your words, I know this is coming from God right now, if you feel that your words are a clanging cymbal when you pray, then are you loving your fellow man? Are you loving the way you should be loving? Is there any unforgiveness in your heart? Because if there is, then your prayers will be a clanging cymbal because the Lord's not listening. You need to forgive. And as we do this, beloved, these things are added unto us. The word says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Father, I pray in the name of Yeshua for those who are listening to this message today, Lord, and who are raising their hands right at this moment, raising their hands to heaven. And we say, Father, give us more faith. Let us have an extra measure of faith, Lord God. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.